Welcome to episode 1166 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We are in the midst of a series, 1010 with Jesus, a deeper look. Last week, we examined lessons that we can learn from emotions expressed by Jesus. For the next part of this series, we will take a deeper look at conversations Jesus had with different people in the Bible. And while we will sometimes take some creative license in dramatizing these encounters to help us connect more deeply with the moments, our steadfast aim will be to faithfully maintain the integrity and transformative power of the scriptural lesson embedded within each exchange. The setting is likely along a road or in a location outdoors, perhaps near the Jordan River, as Jesus is traveling towards Galilee.
Rabbi, I have brought my friend to meet you.
I see.
After hearing you speak and after seeing the impact you had on Peter and Andrew, I had to tell Nathaniel about you.
Philip tells me he's found the one Moses and the prophets wrote about, a deliverer, a king, the Messiah. He says it's you.
And what do you say, Nathaniel? You search the scriptures diligently, I know. You long for the consolation of Israel.
I do long for him. But Philip said you are Jesus of Nazareth. Nazareth. Can anything genuinely good, anything truly significant, come out of a place like that? A place with no history, no prophecy tied to it? We look for Bethlehem for a sign of David's line.
Your honesty is a rare and beautiful thing, Nathaniel. To seek truth without deceit, that is the mark of a true Israelite.
You know my heart, but how? Have we met before? I do not recall seeing you in the synagogues in Jerusalem, nor among the teachers I've sought out.
We haven't met in the way you mean, but I have seen you, Nathaniel. Before Philip came to find you, before he spoke my name to you, I saw you when you were under the fig tree.
Under the fig tree? But that was a private moment. I was alone there.
I saw you. I saw your seeking heart, your honest doubt, your quiet hope rooted in the promises of the prophets.
Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel, the one we have been waiting for.
You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? Because I saw a glimpse of your hidden life.
It is more than a glimpse. It is. You see me, truly see me. And if you can see that, then surely.
Then believe this, Nathaniel. You will see far greater things than this. You will see the connection between heaven and earth made real. Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
Nathaniel wasn't looking for Jesus. In fact, when he first hears about him from Philip, his reaction is one of doubt and skepticism. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? He asks. It's a raw, honest question, one that reveals both his assumptions and his honesty. But the conversation that follows is one of the most intimate and revelatory moments in the New Testament. In just a few short verses, Jesus reveals his divine knowledge, Nathaniel experiences a life-altering encounter, and we, the readers, are invited into the mystery and majesty of the one who sees us before we ever see him. The passage, recorded in the first chapter of John, verses 43 to 51, opens with Jesus finding Philip and saying two simple words, "Follow me." These are not just words of invitation, but of transformation. When Jesus calls someone, he is inviting them into a journey that will change everything. Philip, having found something worth sharing, runs to tell Nathanael, identifying Jesus as the one foretold by Moses and the prophets. Philip's declaration reveals excitement and conviction, but Nathanael remains doubtful. His question about Nazareth reflects the biases of the day. Nazareth was a small, insignificant village, not the kind of place from which a world changer would emerge. Yet Philip doesn't argue. He simply says, "Come and see." This is evangelism in its purest form, not coercion, but invitation. Come and see, come and meet him for yourself. As Nathanael approaches, Jesus speaks first. What follows is from the actual text.
Behold an Israelite indeed in whom there is no deceit.
Jesus acknowledges Nathanael's integrity, his honesty, his sincerity. Nathanael is taken aback.
How do you know me?
Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you.
These are the words that break through Nathanael's doubt. Jesus saw him, not just physically, but spiritually, under the fig tree, a traditional place of prayer and study for Jewish men. Nathanael was likely engaged in quiet communion with God. Whatever happened there, a prayer, a longing, a question, Jesus names it. And Nathanael realizes this man sees into the soul. In a moment, skepticism turns to surrender.
Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel.
Jesus, far from being impressed by Nathanael's declaration, responds with both affirmation and anticipation.
Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these. Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
Jesus points Nathanael to a greater revelation, not just a personal miracle, but a cosmic one. He references Jacob's ladder, where heaven and earth were connected by a divine staircase. But now, Jesus says, he is that connection. He is the ladder, the bridge, the access point between God and humanity. What began with a skeptical question ends with a theological proclamation and a profound promise. Jesus not only sees and knows Nathanael, he calls him into a vision of divine glory. Let's get deep. What this teaches us about Jesus. Jesus knows us intimately. Before we approach him, he sees us. Before we speak, he knows our hearts. There is no pretense with Jesus. He calls us as we are, honest, questioning, longing. Jesus invites us personally. Follow me is not a general call to a crowd. It is a personal summons. He calls us by name, into relationship, into transformation. Jesus honors honest seeking. Nathanael's doubt doesn't disqualify him. Jesus affirms his integrity and answers his question not with a lecture, but with a revelation. Jesus opens heaven. He is the connection between the divine and the human. In him, heaven touches earth. He is the fulfillment of Jacob's dream, the embodiment of God's promise. Like Nathanael beneath the fig tree, known before a word was said, he perceives the truth within me, every thought inside my head. Not with judgment, but with kindness, he invites me to draw near, piercing through my former blindness, casting out all doubt and fear. Oh, Jesus sees me, knows my deepest need. He sees the longing, every hopeful dream. With eyes of mercy, full of perfect grace, he looks upon me, beholds my face. Jesus sees me, and he Where in your life are you wondering, longing, or praying in secret? Jesus sees you there. He knows your heart, your doubts, your questions. And he calls you not to remain hidden, but to come and see. Like Nathanael, we may come with skepticism. But if we come, Jesus will meet us. And in him, we will see greater things. Father, thank you for seeing us, even when we feel unseen. Thank you for knowing us, even in our doubts. Help us to respond to Jesus' invitation to follow. Teach us to trust that you are already at work in our lives and open our eyes to the greater things you want to show us. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.